Welcome to A Moment to Measure, a weekly discussion on measuring the success of social media tools. Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Maddie, a public relations student at the University of Oregon, and this is my very first podcast. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm really excited to get started. This podcast is actually going to be the first of a series of podcasts that are focused on some aspect of measuring social media. Now, I'm not a social media expert by any means. I'm quite the newbie. But this term in my advanced PR writing class, I've really started to get involved with different social media tools. I've created a Twitter account, I'm now writing a blog, and I just created a LinkedIn profile and I joined PR Open Mic. So I feel like I'm really starting to get my feet wet in the world of social media, and I found that it's really exciting and really beneficial. So if you're anything like me, I know how overwhelming social media can be. So for the purpose of this podcast, I've decided to include my own simple definition of what I think social media is. I think social media is all about connecting. It's about making connections online with people that have similar interests, whether that be personally or professionally, and sharing information. I really feel like social media gets conversations going online and it gets people involved. During my initial research, I found a great YouTube video on social media. It's called Social Media in Plain English, and it really shows how important it's become in today's world, and it's very easy to understand. When I started to brainstorm topics for my podcast, I wanted to do something about social media and how to measure it. So when I started doing my research, I just found tons and tons of information. And I realized that my 10-minute podcast would probably be about 10 hours. So I've decided to narrow it down and for this podcast, talk about blogs. Now, I know there are a million different ways to measure the success of a blog, so I'm just going to talk about a few of them. The first thing I look at when measuring the success of a blog is the traffic, and traffic is basically the number of hits that a blog gets. If you're using a WordPress blog, there is a stats button on the left-hand side of the dashboard. And if you click on that, then a page will show up that has a graph that graphs the number of people who visited your blog, and it also ranks your post in terms of how many views each one has. I personally have found this feature to be a little bit addicting, so I would say use sparingly, at least at first, and try to focus more on the content of your blog rather than your blog stats. Google Analytics is another tool that I found helpful, and it's a free service that gives you detailed statistics about the visitors reading your blog, and it can be a little bit tricky at first, but I really feel like it's a great tool, and it gives great analysis on how well your blog is faring in the blogosphere. And also, it can tell you how long people are staying on a particular post, which I feel like can be rather insightful. Technorati is another really popular search engine for searching for blogs and RSS feeds. According to Wikipedia, as of June 2008, Technorati indexes over 112 million blogs and over 258 million pieces of tagged social media. So Technorati is a really obviously large tool and also a really great way to see who's referencing your blog. I also think that taking a look at the links coming into your blog is a good way to measure a blog success. Links happen when the content on your blog is mentioned in someone else's blog, and incoming links are great because they are a major factor in how a blog ranks in a search engine. And I use WordPress to monitor who is linking to my blog, but there are tons of other ways to measure this, but for me, WordPress is the easiest. Also, I think it's important to measure the success of your blog using a social bookmarking tool. My favorite is Delicious, and what a social bookmarking tool is it's a way to measure how often people tag your blog's content. And the website is Delicious, D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S. So you should definitely check that out and see what people are saying and what people are tagging. Another great tool to measure the success of a blog is taking a look at the comments on a blog. Now, this brings up the great debate of quantity versus quality. And when it comes to comments on a blog, I really feel like quality wins. Although I love nothing more than having a bunch of comments on my blog, the ones that I really like are the ones that are full of great feedback, information, and even if they're not agreeing with what my blog says, they bring something new to the table. They contribute to the discussion and they add something new to the conversation, which is really what I think is the best part of social media, is contributing to the conversation. So on the topic of conversation, I think one of the greatest ways to see how successful a blog is looking at its conversation, looking at how often new blog updates are made, looking at how often the blog is doing blogger relations, reaching out to other blogs, commenting on other blogs, linking to other blogs. I think that's all really important. Well, it looks like it's about time to wrap up, but first, let's recap what we just talked about on how to measure the success of a blog. First, look at your blog's traffic. Using the stat feature on WordPress is really great if you have a WordPress blog, or you can use Technorati or Google Analytics. They're all great tools. Number two, check out the incoming links to your blog. In other words, who is pulling what from your blog and how are they posting it in their blog? Number three, monitor your blog using a social media bookmarking site like Delicious. That's my favorite, and it lets you see how often people are tagging content from your blog. Number four, look at the blog's comments. Remember in this case that quality definitely beats quantity. And number five, see how often the blog is updated. Fresh content is always better. You've just listened to A Moment to Measure, and I'm Maddie, public relations student at the University of Oregon. Be sure to stay tuned for next show, which will be talking about how to measure the success of your Twitter account. And my piece of advice until then is start tweeting now. A special thanks to you, my listener. And you can find my blog at madelinehicks.wordpress.com. And until then, enjoy every moment.